It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Popular among political pundits these days is the guessing game over who will be Barack Obama's cabinet. Among the names being floated for Secretary of State is Senator Hillary Clinton. Clinton met with President-elect Barack Obama last week, and she appears to be a serious contender for the position. Joining us to talk about that is Peter Baker of the New York Times, who's covered the White House for many years. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, as everyone knows, Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama waged a really tough primary campaign. At different points, she questioned his foreign policy credentials or experience. He questioned hers. Would they have difficulty working together?
Well, clearly they're not longtime friends and partners. But, you know, it's not unprecedented for primary opponents to get together after an election and find ways to work together. This is a relationship, of course, that's been fraught with all sorts of ups and downs this year, very complicated, sometimes Freudian almost. But, you know, President-elect Obama clearly has decided that he wants to, or if he does do this, he wants to follow the Doris Kearns Goodwin book, Team of Rivals, which describes Lincoln's efforts to bring his own opponents from the 1860 election into his cabinet.
Now, how does Bill Clinton figure in this? He's been considered something of an obstacle because of his activities since leaving the presidency, and those range from getting big fees for speeches, often in foreign countries, to donations that he seeks and gets for his foundation. How much of a problem would he be?
Well, it's a significant complication here. I don't think we've had a Secretary of State yet whose spouse was such a prominent figure around the world who could get a meeting with any world leader just with a phone call, and who also took, you know, six and seven figure checks for paid speeches or donations to his, you know, his foundation. Now, you know, the Obama people say, look, they don't want to stop the good work of his foundation, which fights AIDS and undernutrition and malaria and climate change around the world. But on the other hand, there's obviously a conflict, an issue here, if you have, say, the Saudi royal family writing million-dollar checks to his foundation or the Bank of Kuwait giving him six-figure checks to come give a speech. These are, you know, people and entities and organizations that have a great vested interest in the policies of the United States government that would be determined and represented by his wife as Secretary of State.
Well, would the problem, though, be what he has done or what he might do during her tenure should she be made Secretary of State?
Well, I think there's a question of disclosure of his past finances activities, some of which have not been made public. The donors to his foundation have not all been disclosed because the law doesn't require them to be disclosed. But mostly, I think the Obama people are trying to look forward, are trying to say, okay, what would the policy be from now on that would prevent conflict in the future rather than trying to, you know, relitigate anything from the past.
But Mr. Clinton would have to reveal who has given money to his foundation, would he not?
Well, that's not 100% clear. I mean, would he have to reveal it to the Obama transition team, vetters? Would he have to reveal it to a Senate confirmation committee? Would he just have to reveal it to all of us in a disclosure of some sort? Those are the questions, I think, that are being chewed on right now.
And should she be named, how would a Secretary of State Hillary Clinton be received?
Well, she'd be, I think, a very prominent, very, you know, powerful Secretary of State around the world in the sense that she's well-known. She comes from an administration that was popular in different parts of the globe. You know, she talked during the campaign about her travels to more than 80 countries around the world. President-elect Obama kind of belittled them at the time as having tea with world leaders, but there was something to it. She did, in fact, get to know how the world worked a little bit. She's been to more places than a lot of potential incoming secretaries of state have been who haven't had the kind of high-profile position that she's had in the past. So she would be a real star in the cabinet and a significant figure around the world.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peter Baker, a correspondent with the New York Times, who's written extensively on both Clintons.